Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
For most of you around the country, July 4th holiday means a time to celebrate the independence of the country, as well as getting ready for a little grilling and enjoying a day off. We're doing the same here. So on this Wednesday, we send you off for the July 4th holiday with our edition of Fantasy Sports Today for this July 3rd, 2019. And it starts right now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in. Gone. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Hitters that you could pick up at the moment. I think that you got to watch out for strikeouts on these guys, but Dominic Smith for the Mets is hitting rather well. He plays first base, playing every day. Also, you got Garrett Cooper for the Marlins, who is... The Marlins have some sneaky good hitters on that team, some youngsters that are just turning it on, and I think that they should be paid more attention to if you're in fantasy, just because the pieces, not necessarily the team, but the pieces, some of these young guys hitting, they're pretty good. Eric Thames is maybe okay.
And nothing, you know, too severe, but you always want to leave it on a good note because you just, you know, you never know. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not even promised the rest of today. And it can be just a little bit of a challenge to feel like baseball even matters in that moment. It's like, you know what? Who cares about baseball? Who cares about fantasy sports? I need to talk to my wife. I need to talk to my parents. I need to call my sister. You know, that kind of stuff, because it just makes you wonder, you know, what is everybody going to do if this happens to me? You know, what if this happens to me tomorrow? Have I left the world in a better place than when I got here?
All right, that was the voice of Brad Ziegler, who was our co-host in the second hour of the show yesterday. Also the voice of Andrea Lamont, Roto Lady, on the program. And welcome in. It is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019. Craig Mish with you here on FNTSY, FantasySportsNetwork.com, iHeartRadio. Tune in however you're listening to this show. Thank you so much for doing it. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. Full-time fantasy takes over at that point. We are basically less than 24 hours away from the July 4th holiday. This will be our last show, our last live show of the week. We got a couple best ofs airing for you Thursday and Friday. And if you're listening to the show on demand for the next 5 days or so, from July 3rd to the 8th, on Monday, I will be doing the show live from New York. So for those of you who are fans of the show and you want to come by, make sure you visit the FNTSY studios, and would love to meet all of you who are listening to the show. I'll be doing the show live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. So if Monday doesn't work, come Wednesday. If Tuesday doesn't work, come Monday, etc. We'll have some special guests along the way. Looking forward to that. Of course, next week there's no baseball. We got the Home Run Derby Monday night, the All-Star Game Tuesday, and then it is crickets for Wednesday, Thursday. So our schedule will be live from New York, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, Thursday, best of again, traveling back to South Florida. And then, of course, I definitely will be back on Friday of next week, because that starts the second half of the fantasy baseball season. So now that the scheduling is out of the way, let's get to the important stuff, which is your fantasy baseball team. Last night, Patrick Corbin wearing number 45 for the great kind of honoring the fallen Tyler Skaggs, the Los Angeles Angels. And he pitched very well, if you missed that game, against the Miami Marlins. Kind of a rough start. Interesting that they had an hour rain delay. Normally when that happens, you see pitchers, they don't come back in the game. And so I was moved. I was touched to see Corbin, former pitcher of the Diamondbacks, honor Skaggs in that way. And I thought he pitched very well. And congratulations to him. And if you had him in fantasy, one of the very rare good pitching performances that we see on a daily basis. It has been a landmine city for the last 3 months in fantasy. Yankees home run streak ends at 31 games, so we don't have to bang that drum any longer. That is over. and perhaps the most bizarre scene in all of Major League Baseball this season. The Los Angeles Dodgers, in a 4-3 game, down a run in the ninth inning, get this, walked 5 straight times against the Diamondbacks to win. Let me say that again. 4-3 in the ninth, bottom of the ninth against Greg Holland and company, 5 straight walks, and the Dodgers end up beating the Diamondbacks. I have been watching baseball longer than a lot of the people who listen to the show have probably been alive. Never in a million years have I ever seen anything like that. I think you also have to be worried a little about Greg Holland at this point, too. So coming up in the second hour of the show, we'll talk to Matt Modica about that. But coming up next, we're going to bring in Gray Albright of Razzball. We got some 3-up, 3-down to play with Gray, so we'll do that. We'll get his thoughts on the first half of the fantasy baseball season. We're off and running here on this Wednesday, July 3rd edition of Fantasy Sports Today. I am Craig Mish. We'll hit a quick timeout. When we come back, we play some 3-up, 3-down with Gray Albright of Razzball. Don't go away. More FNTSY Fantasy Sports Today coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
3 up, 3 down.
What does 3 up and 3 down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. Time for a little 3 up, 3 down in our Wednesday show. Of course, Razzball.com is your place for the Streaminator, your place for our friend Rudy Gamble, who was on the show earlier this week. And also, of course, fantasy football is coming. Fantasy baseball right in the heat of the middle of the season. Let's bring in Gray Albright, as we always do on Wednesdays, to play a little three up, three down. Gray, good morning. Thank you for doing the show once again today. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to everyone. Hey, how's everyone doing? Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, everyone is fine. Oh, there it is. His name's Gray.
Hey! Wow, look at that.
Oh, did you? I thought you said Greg. Was it close? It sounded like a Greg at the end there. You thought Sussman was supposed to be?
Did you say Gray? Did you say Gray with an E or Gray with an A? Because I can tell.
I said it with an A.
We're going to
go.
We're going back and we're going to listen on demand to get the clarity on that. Okay. All right. Let's start three up, three down. We start off with Aaron Nola last night. Wow. In a season full of disappointing pitching performances, we really have to find the good ones. Nola, eight innings pitched, eight strikeouts, no earned runs yesterday. I know that it's been a struggle for him in the first half, but maybe this is a sign of things to come. I'll start off with Aaron Nola, Gray, on this three up, three down. What do you got?
That's funny that you say a pitcher as you say there's no pitchers doing well, because I had a similar thought. So I was going to say Max Scherzer. Obviously he's good. Breaking news, everyone. Breaking news. He's good. So I was going to say, because we're at a point now in the season, you know, I'm talking fantasy. We're at a point now in the fantasy season where if you are behind at all on pitching, you really need to make some big moves. Now, you can go out and, like, you know, you can try and grab your Jesus Lizardos, and, you know, he's injured again, so it's not probably the best move. But you can try and grab starters off of waivers. Or you could, you know, maybe trade for some lower-end starters to see if they turn around. But I feel like, you know, if you're really hurting for pitching, I think now is the time where you just go out and you try and get your ace pitcher. Now, it depends on, you know, your team dynamics, but I would trade just about anything, excluding maybe Trout, Bellinger, Yelich. Like, if you can do a bet plus a closer for a Scherzer, I would do it in a second. I think you need to go out and get a big-time starter if you're going to make up any ground with pitching, because pitching is such a mess.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of which, my second three up, three down, another pitcher, Charlie Morton. 12 strikeouts, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run. I don't know where Charlie Morton's career was for the first 8 years of it, but for the last 3 years, he has been fantastic. And give this guy a lot of credit. Won a World Series, basically put the team on his back a couple of years ago. Another great season for him last year. He's an all-star again this year, Gray. And if Tampa makes the postseason, he'll be one big reason for it. So Charlie Morton, my second three up, three down.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. You're doing good today there, man.
Thank you, finally.
You've been following my lead. It's all right. So,
yeah, there you go.
Hey, it's all about learning, right?
I'm trying. Hey, Greg, I'm trying.
Is it Greg with an A or an E at least?
Oh, Bavona's mad. He's mad. He's texting me mad emojis. Go ahead.
All right. So, with the 4th of July coming up, I just got an iCal reminder that says tomorrow is the 4th of July. Thank you, Apple. My cougar wife is from Indiana. Mm. And with the 4th of July, I'm reminded that they have stores there that sell fireworks 24 hours a day. So I'd like to know who's going to buy fireworks at anywhere from like 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning.
That's crazy.
That's right. Yeah. So I guess my up is like the people that are up at 3:30 in the morning buying fireworks. You know, God bless them. I don't know if I necessarily would roll over look at my clock and be like, I can't sleep. I think I'm going to go buy some fireworks.
Yes, it seems like a good idea. You know what I would do, by the way, if I was the local police, I would follow every single one of those people to their houses. I would assume at some point, right? Don't you think eventually you'd think they'd get arrested, right? These are the kind of people where eventually they're going to screw up, you know? That's what I would do. So,
yeah, I would like to. Actually, that's a good idea for a reality show, like a Reno 911.
Right,
you
know, yeah.
You follow the people that are at the fireworks store at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, forget that guy buying the Old English. You know, follow the fireworks guys at 3 o'clock in the morning. All right, here's...
Boom goes the dynamite.
Right. Yeah. Hey, all right, here's my final one. Jerry Seinfeld, he's a comedian. Gray knows him. Seinfeld called out other shows yesterday for copying his Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee in his trailer, like Carpool Karaoke, also Alec Baldwin's, and everybody else who does things in their cars. Jerry Seinfeld called them all out for saying, hey, look, thanks so much for copying my idea. Anyway, that's my final one for Up. What do you got?
I was telling a joke in my car to my wife the other day, and I got pulled over by Jerry Seinfeld. He said, no more jokes in cars. I'm sorry.
You're not allowed.
I trademarked it.
You're done. All right, that's a good one. I like that.
So I don't know how many people out there have Netflix. I'm assuming everyone. But if you don't, I'll give you my password later. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll give you my password. So anyway, I've been watching this show called Dark on Netflix, and I'm looking for people. So it's like the best show, but I have no idea what's going on. So if anyone out there is looking for something to watch this over the next, you know, week during the All-Star break when there's no games, watch this show and hit me up on Razzball or Twitter and let me know what you think about it, because I am so thoroughly confused by this show, but it's also so awesome, and it's in German.
All right. Oh, even better. Even better. Yeah. Like there's a show. There's a couple shows like that for sure. Real quick, let me do my down. 17 more runs scored at Coors Field yesterday, which also included a zero batter retired, three earned run performance from Brian Shaw. I got to say, you know, it's one thing for the balls being a little bit more juice, but Coors Field is a joke this year, man. It has gone back to like 10 years ago. So I'll start with that.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I had one about, because I mean, every week it's with one of the downs has to be, you know, having to do with the juice ball / pitching. So I had something that was interesting that came to my attention recently. So I know obviously the ball's juice. I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But also the schedules have been so different than they have been in, like, you know, maybe even 5 years ago. Like, the schedules have changed. For example, take Trevor Bauer. Now, in his last four outings, he faced the Tigers for a complete game shutout. And then he faced the Tigers again immediately after and gave up 10 hits and 5 earned runs. And then he faced the Royals and only gave up 1 earned run. And then he faced them immediately again and gave up 5 earned runs. Mm. You know, maybe teams like are getting familiar with pitchers, and it's not so great that they're facing them like immediately after just seeing them.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's been a disaster for all pitching this year. Listen, we are far from done here on 3 Up, 3 Down, so here's what we're going to do. We'll take a quick timeout. I definitely want to get to one more of these, and I know Gray has one more as well. Also, when we come back, we'll get Gray's thoughts on the first half of the fantasy baseball season as it comes to a close. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish, and along with Gray Albright, you can find him at Razzball.com. Very funny columns and makes fantasy a lot funnier at Razzball on Twitter. We'll be back with more right after this. Don't go away.
Mm-hmm. Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. We've got a few more minutes with Gray Albright of Razzball.com. And we need to finish off our three up, three down. Real quick, let me give you my next one. And this is the videos that are going viral for the all the wrong reasons, folks. All these people, Gray, who are going to the supermarket, opening up ice cream and licking it and putting it back. I know one person was arrested and charged with a felony for doing it. I hope everybody gets charged with felonies and arrested for doing this. This is like disturbing stuff, man. Like, never want to see that.
Yeah, no, that is ridiculous. I wasn't aware of this, but they're throwing you in the cooler for licking ice cream.
I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Mr. Freeze is finally, his plan to take over the world has come to fruition.
Don't you move.
It's a cold, cold town.
Was that the worst Batman of ever? That was definitely the worst ever. Oh my gosh.
Tonight's forecast. A freeze is coming. Yeah.
Yeah, he had some lines there. Do you have any more? Or you have any more?
Yeah, no, I'm just like, I'm in this Bluebell ice cream situation here. You know, I have more. I got. Are you kidding me? I have like five more every week. I have so many that we never get to.
All right, we'll do another one.
All right. So my second one down. I forget. Did I do one? Yeah, I did one. Okay. Second one down is the Red Sox bullpen. So now they're saying that Nathan Eovaldi is going to be the closer, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Terrible.
It's almost as ridiculous as licking ice cream in the store. I would say there is absolutely no chance that this works. And not to mention, for the longest time, Alex Cora was like, oh, I don't want to name a closer. I'm not naming a closer. I'm not going to do it. And then he doesn't do it for 3 months, and he decides the time is right when Nathan Eovaldi is on the IL. Like, what?
It makes no sense.
A guy? Yeah. I know. It makes absolutely no sense. Like, he's a 6.8 K per nine guy. He's got a six ERA on the year. I mean, there is so, and he doesn't even like throwing in relief. It's like the most stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah. I don't, you know, I think that it's probably, honestly, Gray, I think that this is a ploy, and I'm being serious. I think that this is what a team does when they know that they have to go out and get, like, Shane Green or Alex Colome or one of the closers on some of the, or Iglesias. You know, this is what they do. They
Will
say,
Smith.
We don't, right, another guy. So, right, so we don't need one, so let's just throw out a name of somebody that we could use to show you that you have no leverage. But it's not going to work. People are not stupid. And so they're going to – look, they're going to have to add one. I would say probably they have to add two guys to the back of that bullpen. And you're 100% right. I brought that up a couple other days. The Eovaldi thing is a joke. My final one is just the disappointment that is Boogie Cousins in the NBA. Can you imagine if 2 years ago we were talking about him being a free agent and not talking about him being one of the top two, three, four, five guys signed? I don't even think anybody wants him, so that's kind of a downer for me. I thought that he was going to be in the NBA for a long time, and I don't really know that anybody wants him. So that was my final one. You have one more you want to do?
Yeah, I had one. I had Paul Goldschmidt.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that's a great one.
I know. What happened? I mean, I said in April back on Razzball, I was telling the readers that you should sell him right after his three-homer game against the Brewers. But I'm starting to think, like, you know, the evidence was laying out in front of us. Like, last year, you know, and all previous years, he was in Arizona, a park that was so good for hitters that they were actually, you know, they brought in a humidor to try and tame the offense a little bit in Arizona. So obviously the park was helping Goldschmidt. Now, on top of that, I mean, the Cardinals are a mess. So I don't even know. Like, Carpenter has just been terrible. There's no one hitting really around Goldschmidt. And on top of that, Ozuna's now injured. And Goldschmidt's getting old. I think that this is the beginning of the end of Goldschmidt, if we're not already in the end. I'm really concerned, and I don't see a turnaround coming.
Yeah, he did this in April last year, and then all of a sudden May came, and he was like a different guy, like middle of May on for the rest of the season. But I think that we have to start looking, Gray, at guys that leave Arizona and go to other teams and wonder what kind of success they may or may not have. I think that's a really good point, but I think the biggest point that you made is about the Cardinals. Now, Gray, look, that was one of the teams I thought had a chance to go to the World Series because they added Goldschmidt, but they finished the month of June last in all of baseball in on-base percentage. I mean, last of all teams, yeah. Like the Tigers and the Royals, like those teams finished ahead of them. I mean, Paul DeJong wasn't voted into the All-Star game by the fans or the players. He was only one of two players in the entire 50-man squad of both teams that happened to. Because Ozuna got hurt and they called Shilton. He basically said, no, you know, if you pick him, he's not going to be able to play in the game. So, and I don't know how they didn't pick John Gant. I mean, Gant's the only guy, Gray, having a great year for them. So, and but by the way, Gray, yeah. Flaherty too, right? I was in love with Flaherty in the draft season, and he's been a complete bust too. So all around, really bad.
Yeah, no, agreed. I was a big fan of Flaherty coming into the year. I'm glad I didn't end up getting him anywhere, but I did like him. I felt like there was, you know, and then they're also jinxed when you have like Jordan Hicks go down with Tommy John surgery. You know, it's like even when things are looking okay, they turn sour. So yeah, I mean that's a team that I wasn't that high on them. I wasn't that high on the Cardinals necessarily, but they usually are a team that do well for the most part. So it's. Yeah, I mean, it's surprising, and it's not good to see, but Goldschmidt's just a total mess.
He is.
I was in Vegas in the preseason, and I actually wanted to bet on the Twins to win the World Series. Every year I go and I bet on someone to win the World Series, and it never works. So I was like, I'm just not going to bother. I'll keep my $50 in my pocket. So Obviously, you know, even – you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Can't win out there.
Let's end with this, because I think that next year, 2020, is such an interesting year for fantasy. I know we're halfway done. We still have a long way to go. But when we get into the draft season next year, I am so curious, Gray, what the thought process is going to be. Are people going to look at this year and assume that it's going to be the same next year? Or will Major League Baseball put the foot on the brake and say, whoa, we can't have this going on again. Let's make sure we fix the balls so they're not going out. I mean, we have no idea. If you go in and say, oh, forget this attacking pitching thing, I got to get hitting, you may be on the losing end of it, because maybe they do fix this issue like they did 2 years ago. I have no idea, man. It's going to be fascinating to me.
Yeah, no, agreed. I wonder what the, you know, with Major League Baseball, like what the protocol is for fixing it in the middle of the season. Like if they're not fixing it right now with the baseballs, maybe there's, you know, maybe there's a broader reason for that. They don't want to jump in and try and do something in the middle of the season. But if they're not doing anything right this second, I don't know why they would suddenly be like, yeah, let's do something in March. I don't know. I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I just don't imagine them, you know, changing the balls next year. But it'll be something to discuss later on, I guess.
Because Manfred last week came out and said that they did notice that the inside of the balls, the pill, like the little inside of the balls, was giving more drag, and that's why the balls were flowing out. And he quoted by saying, it just happened to be this batch for this year. So that makes me think that next year we could be back to what we were 2 years ago, and we're going to have no idea. I guess we'll have to do some fantasy testing.
Manfred is going into a giant freezer of baseballs and licking them, and he's like, wait a second.
Oh, good one, good one, good one. Rob Manfred licking baseballs. Great way to end this segment, Gray. Thank you so much, man. All right, Gray, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it, and have a good 4th of July holiday for sure. Thank you so much for always coming on the show. Really appreciate it. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, Gray Albright, Razzball.com. You can sign up for a 3-day free trial, or basically just sign up and check out all the funny videos and topics and the Streaminator. You don't even have to do any work. It does all the work for you every single week. You just sign up for it, and each week it tells you who to start, who not to start. And at this day and age, with starting pitching being so thin, does anybody really have the time to spend hours and hours on this every week? Probably not. Just go to Razzball.com, sign up for it, do yourself a favor, and you'll be set for the rest of the fantasy baseball season. And by the way, when football comes in August, September, you really want to be streaming Sunday nights and figuring out what you want to do? No, I probably do not as well. All right, coming up next, it's time for a little You Make the Call. We will give you an opportunity to weigh in on what you want me to talk about coming up a little bit later in the show. I also have some hot and cold hitters. And of course, yeah, Goldschmidt's going to be among the cold ones. How many RBIs would you say Paul Goldschmidt, by the way, has in the last week? Would you say 5? Would you say 4? Would you say 3? Would you say 2? Would you say 1? No RBIs for Paul Goldschmidt. What in the world is going on with this guy? So we'll dive into some of the hot and cold hitters in fantasy baseball as well. You're listening to FNTSY Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be back with You Make the Call in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-625-4922 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-625-4922. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-625-4922 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Swing for the fences, playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars playing DFS. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount, and you will get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and use some of the same DailyRoto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's a 2019 MLB DailyRoto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today. All right, you heard the music there. Of course, that was the theme song from Back to the Future, one of the best movies of all time, I think. But that being said, there is something that's linked to our show today with Back to the Future, believe it or not. So let's find out what our potential topics are coming up in this edition of You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
All right, time for another edition of You Make the Call, July 3rd, 2019. Here's where we give you the opportunity to pick something, and I'll talk about it. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Make sure you go to our Twitter handle, at FNTSY Radio, or at Craig Mish, if you want to chime in and vote, and then we'll find out, and then I'll talk about these things a little bit later in the show. It's an interactive show. If you're listening on demand, I know that's the problem here, is that you don't get to hear it live, but that's the idea. That's the benefit of listening to the show live from 12 to 2 Eastern every day. Okay, let's start off. Choice A, I will discuss Team USA women's soccer victory and the excitement surrounding that. And that's not me being cynical at all. I thought it was really exciting yesterday. They'll play one more time and see if they win. I believe it is either Saturday or Sunday at 11 a.m., one of those 2 days. Choice B will be Back to the Future. Why am I putting that in the rundown today? Why am I putting that in the three up in the You Make the Call? Well, you'll have to vote to see why I put it in there. And then choice C, you heard Gray Albright on the show talking about Paul Goldschmidt, but we'll hit on Matt Carpenter too. There's some stuff going on with him as well. So, choice A, Team USA Women's Soccer. Choice B, Back to the Future, and choice C, Matt Carpenter woes. Chris is rooting for Back to the Future. He's probably already voted. But anyway, that's it. Those are the three for this final You Make the Call of the Week before we hit the July 4th holiday. So vote now, and then we'll knock this out in the second hour of the show. Okay, so as we head toward July 4th, let's take a look at who in your DFS lineups or season-long lineups you should be putting in and who you should be taking out. Now, let's also understand that if you're playing in an NL-only or a 15-team league or you're playing in an all-day slate of DFS, look, you have options, you have other options, but some leagues you don't. And no matter how good or bad Paul Goldschmidt is, you probably have to put him in your lineup because he was your second-round pick in fantasy baseball. But that being said, let's dive in a little bit. Speaking of who's hot over the last week or so, Shohei Ohtani again, as I mentioned him for the Angels, he has delivered some huge fantasy value from being like a last round pick or a 20th round pick in a lot of fantasy leagues. People were worried about his Tommy John surgery. He didn't play in April. But man, he's hitting 500, three home runs over the last week. He's having a great season. And I think he's a first round pick. And if he's pitching next year and you get him as a pitcher and a hitter, like on the ESPN formats where you pick the guy up and you can use him however you want, man, that's a first-round pick in fantasy for me next year, Shohei Ohtani. No doubt about it. If that guy throws 90 innings next year and hits 25 home runs, whew, the two-way player like that, you own two guys at the price of one, I'm sold. Eric Hosmer of the San Diego Padres, this guy is having a sneaky good season. Has anybody paid attention to Eric Hosmer at all? I think we kind of wrote him off when he went to San Diego last year. And, you know, I really didn't think that he would put together one of these kind of years like he's doing this year. Let me give you his numbers in case you hadn't noticed. 13 home runs, 60 runs driven in. He only hit 18 home runs last year, and he only drove in 69 runs all of last season. I mean, his pace is for 20 and 100 and an on-base percentage of about, let's say, 330, 340. That goes back to where he was in Kansas City. Not bad at all. And he's hot right now. Eric Thames of the Milwaukee Brewers. All of a sudden, Thames is getting back in the picture. Now, look, we know he's going to struggle against left-hand pitching, that's for sure. But with Travis Shaw in the minors and Jose Aguilar having a nightmare of a season, Thames batting 400, three home runs this past week. Impressive. And probably in line, I would say, for more playing time as we go. Nelson Cruz. Is Nelson Cruz going to play till he's 50? Seriously? Like, does it matter where Nelson Cruz is? Yeah, it does. He has to play in the American League. Okay, so let me not say that. But how about him putting him on any team in the American League and seeing what he could do? It's ridiculous. 3 home runs, 11 RBIs. This guy's going to hit 30 and 100 again. He's going to play till he's 50. I could see it. Now, many years ago, Cruz, of course, was popped for a little PED thing. But I think we've seemed to forget about that. By the way, Cruz, one of the most charitable guys around. Great, great guy. And hopefully this continues with him. Although he doesn't qualify for any position. Let's remember, David Ortiz for about 4 or 5 years was stuck in that utility hole for your fantasy team as well. Worked out pretty well, right? Now, I don't know how long he'll be in Minnesota, but he certainly could go from Minnesota to the Yankees to the Blue Jays, wherever he wants to go, and hit 30 in his sleep. This guy is still good after all these years. So those are a few of the hot hitters in baseball right now. Jackie Bradley Jr. has also been hot lately. Just another name just to kind of throw him out there as well. Ohtani, Hosmer, Thames, Cruz. If you're playing in one of these shallow leagues, somebody dropped Hosmer, somebody dropped Thames. I would think Cruz is owned at Ohtani too, but any of these leagues where they're not, they're worthy of an ad in shallow leagues and team 12 teamers right now. Now, as far as the cold batters are concerned, poor Bobby Bradley, right? Remember we talked about him a little bit on the show last week? Bobby Bradley of the Indians hitting all these home runs in the minors. They call him up. We don't know what he's going to be. We talked to Nick Camino on the show. Is he going to be Chris Davis of Oakland, or is he going to be Chris Carter of Milwaukee? Well, I mean, he's not even close to Chris Carter of Milwaukee. Since he's come up, he's 1-for-17, hitting .059. Yikes. Big yikes for Bobby Bradley. The Indians are going to have to make a trade at the deadline and get some extra offense. They've tried Jose Ramirez. They keep running him out there. They tried Cargo. Whatever happened to Bradley Zimmer, by the way? Like, they just need help. They got to get some offensive help. And Bradley doesn't look like he's the answer. Although, as a young rookie, you want to see them give him at least 40 or 50 at-bats before they make that final call to send him back down. But as of right now, 1-for-17, he's really, really struggling. Paul Goldschmidt, as Gray and I talked about, no home runs, no RBIs in the past week. He's 3-for-19. I can't believe that this guy has just fallen apart this badly. Right after getting the contract extension, I was going on radio stations in St. Louis saying that Goldschmidt was the best offseason acquisition of any team in baseball. And wow, was I wrong there. And I own Goldschmidt in one fantasy league. It's actually the league I'm doing the best in because I've made some other really good choices. But, man, I could really use some production from Goldschmidt. 3-for-19, no home runs, no RBIs past week. Yikes. Austin Meadows of the Tampa Bay Rays, that real good, feel-good April, May, is now done. He's 5-for-29, batting .158, and maybe the playing time of just playing a lot has caught up to him. I don't know the answer. Maybe he's hurt. We don't know about that. That could be a possibility also. But, look, Meadows at the end of the year probably will still give you the numbers that you were looking for in fantasy from him overall. But I honestly, at this point, I don't even think you could. I mean, could you buy low on Meadows? I don't know that I would do that. The Rays move guys around so much. 5-for-29, .158. He's cold. And then the final cold one, Nomar Mazara of the Texas Rangers. This guy is a typical, this is a great player for DFS purposes because when he's hot, you just stick him in there for like 3 or 4 days. It'll crush it for you. But you cannot continue to ride him when he's struggling like he is now. 3-for-18, batting .056 over the past week. Texas's best hitter has been Hunter Pence. It's crazy to say, but it kind of is. And they're definitely performing at a different level than for what people thought going into the season. There's no question about that. So the cold hitters for this week will go with Goldschmidt, Meadows, Bobby Bradley, and Nomar Mazara. Those are the four guys. Updates from around the fantasy baseball world for today. We'll start with the Yankees. Domingo Germán, he's back tonight pitching for the Yankees at Citi Field. He had a rehab start last week. It didn't go very well. His numbers were excellent before he went down. 70 innings pitched, 77 strikeouts, a whip of 1.11. So for those of you with Germán, get him off your IL and get him back in the lineup today. The Rays placed G-Man Choi on the 10-day injured list. They called up Mike Brousseau, so I'll have to do some research on that and tell you more about him. The Rays lost Lau, I think, last night, too. So, you know, some injuries there potentially coming for Tampa Bay. We'll keep an eye on what they decide to do. Rich Hill, who was already on the 10-day injured list with left forearm strain, is now been transferred to the 60-day. So we're not going to see him probably until September. You can cut him in most fantasy leagues. And then the big night tonight for 23-year-old top prospect Dylan Cease. 450 strikeouts and 350 minor league innings. He is going to pitch against the Tigers, and the Tigers are dead last in scoring runs in Major League Baseball, so this is going to be the really nice opportunity for Cease to come out of the box and succeed. In fact, I would gather in the NFBC, this will be probably the hot pickup if he does pitch well this week, and Rick Renteria, the manager, has stated that Cease, regardless of the outcome, is likely to stick in the White Sox rotation for now. So you're starting to see the White Sox future come into focus a little bit more. They call up Lewis Robert eventually, Yoan Moncada, Tim Anderson. Maybe this is kind of turning the corner a little bit for Chicago, regardless of what the record is. So we'll keep an eye on Cease, who, by the way, is going to wear number 84 tonight. That's a weird one for a starting pitcher. And I would probably say you're safe getting five or six innings out of him with a pretty good ERA and whip, at least for his first start. Detroit's offense is just a disaster. By the way, Miguel Cabrera is not playing today either. Not that Cabrera has set the world on fire this season, but just take another bat out of that lineup. And can you imagine when Detroit decides to trade Nick Castellanos in a couple of weeks, too? That's going to be something. All right, so we have wrapped up hour number one of Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up in hour number two, we'll see if Back to the Future wins the conversation. Also, an update on Odubel Herrera of the Phillies. Matt Modica will join us at 1:25 Eastern. We'll talk some baseball. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY. I'm Craig Mish. Here's what you missed in hour number one. That's next, and then I'll be back for hour number two in just a few.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand action? Solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Last night, Patrick Corbin wearing number 45 for the great kind of honoring the fallen Tyler Skaggs, Los Angeles Angels, and he pitched very well, if you missed that game, against the Miami Marlins. Kind of a rough start. Interesting that they had an hour rain delay. Normally, when that happens, you see pitchers, they don't come back in the game. And so I am was moved. I was touched to see Corbin, former pitcher of the Diamondbacks, honor Skaggs in that way, and I thought he pitched very well. And congratulations to him. And if you had him in fantasy, one of the very rare good pitching performances that we see on a daily basis. It has been a landmine city for the last 3 months in fantasy.
That's funny that you say a pitcher as you say there's no pitchers doing well, because I had a similar thought. So I was going to say Max Scherzer. Obviously he's good. Breaking news, everyone. Breaking news. He's good. So I was going to say, because we're at a point now in the season, I'm talking fantasy. We're at a point now in the fantasy season where if you are behind at all on pitching, you really need to make some big moves. Now, you can go out and, you can try and grab your Jesus Luzardos, and, he's injured again, so it's not probably the best move, but you can try and grab starters off of waivers, or you could, maybe trade for some lower-end starters to see if they turn around. But I feel like, if you're really hurting for pitching, I think now is the time where you just go out and you try and get your ace pitcher. Now,
Manfred last week came out and said that they did notice that the inside of the balls, the pill, like the little inside of the balls, was giving more drag, and that's why the balls were flowing out. And he quoted by saying, it just happened to be this batch for this year. So that makes me think that next year we could be back to what we were 2 years ago, and we're going to have no idea. I guess we'll have to do some fancy testing.
Manfred was going into a giant freezer for baseballs and licking them, and it's like,
oh, good one. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.